Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Welcome to the Sunday Sampler. Some really great episodes from the Nashville Podcast Network. We celebrate Women's History Month. Movie Mike and his wife Kelsey go through the favorite female-directed movies of the last 20 years. I encourage you to listen to this and go subscribe to Movie Mike's movie podcast. It's real good. On Four Things with Amy Brown, Amy talks with former sports broadcaster, inspirational speaker, and author of Relentless Joy. How do you say her name? Rachel?
Barbeau.
Rachel Barbeau, we're on right now.
Oh, Barbeau.
Yeah, your headphones. Yeah,
oh, sorry.
She says it with a happier tone.
I thought you were just asking me.
No. Rachel Barbeau, about seeing pain as a gift and cherishing the moment and more. And the Bobby Cast, Mark Miller from Sawyer Brown. It's great. There's just a lot. We got this. We got Sore Losers. You guys check it all out. We're going to start with the clip of Mark from Sawyer Brown. There is no person named Sawyer Brown, by the way. But here's Mark, the lead singer, talking about Some Girls Do and how it led to them playing arena shows. Some Girls Do, 1992. I mean, you guys have so many massive songs, but again, your music is layered where there is the rock band, but again, you can hear that banjo in the background that gives it the texture of, oh, this is for real.
Well, Some Girls Do was recorded three times. I first went to Muscle Shoals, and I got an unbelievable recording of it in Muscle Shoals, but it was too rock, and I knew. But when I wrote Some Girls Do, I thought it was the only song that I've ever written that I knew I had one. I thought, okay, I've written one. This could be something. So I go and record it in Muscle Shoals. It's so good. It's like ZZ Top. It's so rock, so good. I come back to Nashville. I play it for Randy. We go in the studio. We cut it in Nashville. It's so country. I want to throw up.
So it's a complete opposite.
Yeah. I hated it. So I thought, okay, it's going to be somewhere in the middle. So my favorite steel player is J.D. Manis, who played on all those, like, California Cool. He's from L.A. We flew J.D. in, and we bring up some of the guys from Muscle Shoals, and we bring in some of the Nashville guys, and we recorded again. I play in both records.
It was that hybrid.
It was a hybrid.
Wow.
Yeah. But the song was that important to me. And it is the Mac Daddy. It's the biggest thing.
To you, that's the one?
Well, they always say, you know, like in your career when things happen and there's a shift and like I thought Step That Step was it.
Well, that was number one. It was back.
And then I thought The Race Is On was it. Then I thought The Walk. And The Walk was huge. But they say you'll know when the one comes on. And Some Girls Do changed our everything. Some Girls Do took us into arenas. Mm. That's what that song did.
1993, Thank God for You. What comes to mind?
Mac and Ellie. Mac and I wrote three or four songs. He, of course, wrote all these years. But Mac kind of like he and I became really good friends. The first time I went to Muscle Shoals, he played on the stuff with us down there in the 80s, became great friends. But he also really, really knows the band. And he came up with that chorus, and it was, you know, we recorded all this stuff on Muscle Shoals, all of our stuff. The big hits were in Shoals. Mac and I put a studio in his old house down there, and we would go down there and camp out and make our records.
This is the Coral Reefer?
Yeah.
Mac McAnally?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Cool.
When you get sick, did your voice get deeper?
It does.
Does it like pop? Yeah. Like pop things? Yeah, Mariah. Ah, things like crack. I'm like, boom. Things are exploding. I would feel though, because if I'm, you know, doing stand up or anything, my voice gets much deeper. If yours gets a lot deeper, can you still sing in the same key?
Yeah, I can.
That would be a benefit having a deep voice.
I have to get a, like, Mac and I did something at the Hall of Fame last Saturday. And I had to get up, and it was going to be like at noon. So I had to get up at like 7 o'clock in the morning and start singing and try to, you know, get the cobwebs off of it. Cause
that's me every morning, like 3 o'clock.
For your soul, life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful thing. Laugh a little more things, tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things.
With Amy Brown.
Hey, it's Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown, and here's what we talked about this week on my podcast. I want to talk about Change the Narrative the movement behind that.
It was born out of a really dark time in college football. I had just moved to Nashville, and I was doing shows at the Batman Building at the Sirius Studios. And I remember doing shows, and I would prep because I was a woman in a man's world. So I would prep before any show 2-3 hours beforehand. You know, I was reading, prepping, pulling stats, all of those things, because if I made a mistake, it wasn't as easily forgivable as it was a man. Just that's what it is. And in certain roles in sports, a lot of people don't believe that women, you know, in sports talk radio need to necessarily be in that role. And so that summer was really dark. There was domestic violence, sexual violence, coaches getting in trouble. It was left and right, negative, negative, negative news. And I was just audacious enough, Amy, to believe that I could affect change. And so I came up with this curriculum, and I kind of laugh and tell people this, like, it wasn't a curriculum. It was a 2-page Google Doc. Like, don't curse the days of small beginnings. People are like, oh, well, I'm not ready yet. I don't have the thing. I'm not prepared. I'm not educated enough. No, just start. Just start. Just start. It was a 2-page freaking Google Doc about what sets your soul on fire. And if you think you were only born for sports, what a shame that was. And my own experience of domestic violence. And that's all it was. And I thought I was going to take it into high schools. And a friend of mine who was Nick Saban's right-hand man, he was like his head man, psychologist for 23 years. He was also a friend of mine. And he said, oh, by the way, Jimbo Fisher wants you in at FSU to do this talk. And I'm like, what? What? And I remember being with my mom and stepdad out in Jackson Hole. We were jumping up and down and screaming. We were so excited because I had never put two and two together, even though I was a college football reporter, that I would take this talk, it wasn't even a movement then, into colleges. But that's what I did in August of 2016. And I talked about purpose, passion, platform, my own experience with domestic violence, and then what makes your heart beat faster outside of sports. And then I say I blinked, but there was so much more to that. But in 7 years, I've now worked with 80 colleges, many of them multiple times. I work with both kings and queens. I think that there's a king or a queen inside of every single one of us. I also now talk about mental health, what happened to me on my dark night of the soul. I talk about joy, interpersonal relationships, finding what sets your soul on fire. And now it's spread out to corporations, halfway houses. I've been in maximum security prisons, corporations, the NFL, law enforcement, high schools, K-5, wherever they will have me, I will go.
Wow, and it started with that 2-page Google Doc.
Yes, yes.
It's changingthenarrative.org.
Yep. I'm changingthenarrative.org. I made it declarative because there was like a lot of changing the narratives. And I was like, okay, wait, let's step. I'm changing the narrative. I'm going to change my narrative, you know?
Yeah. So even when you're typing it in, it's one of those subconscious things too, that's happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every time you type in, I'm changing the narrative.
On anything, on generational curses that have, you know, messed with your family for 10 generations back. You know, I teach people this too. A lot of times we're talking about the things that we don't want to repeat generationally, but there are also wonderful things, conversely, that your grandma's 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 grandma had that you have, that have been passed down to you. And there are things, as much as I don't want to repeat, but there are things that I want to keep going and I want to pass down to my kids, right? That were beautiful. And I also think about, too, a lot, what my grandma's 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 grandma either wasn't allowed to accomplish, or the dreams that she never got to accomplish, the things that never came to pass. And so every time I do something new, or I hit a goal, or I achieve something, I think about all my ancestors, all these generations ago, and what they wanted to do. And then I'm an extension of them, and in some way helping them rest peacefully, if you will.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure with all those, I mean,
just going to keep my tissue up here.
Boys, those athletes, gosh, I mean, I can't imagine thinking, like, if you're just gifted superstar at something and then having the narrative in your mind that that's all you're worth.
Yeah. And how many times I encountered them. I remember I was at Tennessee speaking years ago. And so I stay afterwards. So I'll stay an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. I'll stay in the building till every last one wants to talk to me. I even started doing something during the pandemic where I gave out my phone number, and no one has ever abused it. But I knew during the pandemic, I didn't want people to have to go through social media to get me, because I have had middle of the night suicide phone calls, and they're all alive. We got them help. We got them immediate help. And then we got long-term care for them. But I had a player stand in front of me, and I told him that. I said, baby, if you think you were only born to play football, what a shame that is. And he's like tall, you know, and I'm built close to the ground, and you could see the tears right on the edge of his eyes. And he said, Miss Rachel, where I come from, I was taught I'm only as good as how well I can throw a football or catch a football. That's my whole worth. And I said, baby, I said, and I put my hand on his chest, and I was like, you are worth so much more. And all of a sudden those tears come over his eyes, and then I'm crying and he's crying. And it was like the light bulb, I got to help the light bulb go off in his soul, that he was worth more than his physical athletic gifts. And I feel like I'm a gajillionaire, you know, because the work that I get to do, I say people are my currency, therefore I'm a billionaire. Like, I get to do this every day. And the work that I do, all these colleges, I don't speak and leave. I create relationships. So one of the most beautiful pictures from my wedding is one of my kings getting my husband ready for our wedding, like was at our wedding. I've been to my kings and queens weddings. I've seen babies be born. I've gotten birth announcements and weddings. And Miss Rachel, how are you? Meet my mom. I have moms of athletes I've spoke to serve in my movement. Like, that's, they were like, we heard what you did. I had a mother call me one time and she said, I've been asking my son to get therapy for years. She said, I heard you spoke to his team last night. Whatever you said, he walked down the hallway the next day and checked himself into therapy. I was like, oh my gosh. I said, it takes a village. You know, I said to that mom, it takes a village. And sometimes it just takes someone outside of your parents telling you something that reinforces everything that your parents told you, and you go get help.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff, because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Let's do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3 Sore Losers. What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What up, y'all? It is Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of Nashville with Baser, my wife. We do have a white picket fence at the apartment complex. Soon I'm going to have 2.5 kids. And yes, sadly, I will die of a heart attack when I'm 72 years old. Here's a clip from the last podcast.
Oh, wait, maybe. Oh. Wait. Hold on.
Oh, my damn it!
What?
You idiot!
What?
They found him, I think.
They found him?
Yeah.
That's great, dude. That's great for the family. Don't be mad.
Breaking. Crews are working to remove a body discovered in the Cumberland River this morning. Think they found him. Cajun Army told their people to stand down. Riley Strain has been found. Bro.
That's great.
I just said he would be found in the next couple days. And now that's not validated because we're going to post this after it.
No, it's okay. But you don't need to react in a negative way that they found him.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay that they found him, and it's good that they found him. Just so you know. I mean, that's great. Oh,
Metro Nashville. The body of Riley Strain was recovered from the Cumberland River in West Nashville this morning, which is what I predicted, approximately 8 miles from downtown. I said 40, Ashland City.
Wow. Oh,
8 miles?
That's right by your place, dude.
Bro, it was right next to Bell's Bluff.
Dang. That's terrible, man.
But you're right, though, for the family.
Yep.
Dude, they may have found it at the Bluff. Because that's where that river widens out, and there's also some logs where you can get caught up.
Oh, that's where it's found, dude.
I don't know where that is.
I don't either.
If it's a cliff, that's Bell's.
No, I'm going to tell you where this is. It's directly across from that golf course I was just telling you about.
What golf course were you telling me about?
About how you can see the houses on the ridge across the way.
Wow.
Damn.
So it only made it 8 miles. What happened to my theory of it going?
Well, it got caught up on something.
350 miles.
Yeah, your math was a little off, man. Just like your betting algorithms, a little off. Damn. All right. Well, have a good weekend, guys.
And you asked me the team. Didn't Kansas City Chiefs win back-to-back?
Yeah.
I think UConn does it.
And then, I'm going to tell you, yeah. I don't think they're going to do it. I need to pick a winner. Damn, I got to do that. I almost forgot. Dang. All right. Have a good weekend. That's just sad, dude. Even though you knew he was probably dead.
What the hell? Justin said, I said, Justin texted this morning, today I take hold of the bracket. And I responded, you need to take hold of a golf club. He responded, you used to golf prior to your, can't say it.
Okay.
All right, man. That's crazy, right as we were ending.
Yeah. I mean, who's going to be my pick today to win?
You know who it is.
Who?
What did I just tell you? Nebraska.
Oh, that's a real, I mean.
The new Steph Curry. They're even money.
Yeah. I just need a win, like.
Hey, why would you not do the one from that? They said he's going to change the game of basketball. Okay. Why would you not bet on that?
Because I don't give a damn about Dunt. I really don't give a damn about Dunt.
They talked about it for 20 minutes. I said, I have to bring it up, but I've got to.
I just got to find a winner today, man. Do I go the easy route and just take Baylor? I don't know.
You've watched them. They probably played Kansas twice this year.
They did. No, I'm just saying, I just got to find somebody that's going to win the game.
And if we have any listeners in Oakland and Auburn Hills, Rochester, Michigan, were any of y'all going to tell us about Goldie, the three-point master?
No crap.
Not one of y'all is going to text us about this kid from Oakland? We just have to find out on TV with everybody else? Remember, if you live in a city and something's going down, you're the local reporter. You tell us, we break the news, and then it makes mass media.
What's up, you guys? It's Caroline Hobby. This week on Get Real, I talked to Elisa Vanderheim all about the project she and Kelsey Ballerini recorded with no one knowing, rolling up the welcome mat. It went on to become a Grammy-nominated album for Country Album of the Year. And we got real. We talk about her journey into music. We talk about how she became a hit songwriter. We cover it all. We talk about how that album, Rolling Up the Welcome Mat, was created. Such a great conversation. Check it out right now.
Did that used to bum you out? Like when you wouldn't get a song and like be like, oh.
For sure. Actually, last year, ironically, was one of the worst creative years of my life.
Really?
I know that this project came out last year and like everyone was like excited about it, but like, in real time, I wasn't like writing good songs at all.
Why?
I don't know.
What was going on with you last year?
I had a lot of anxiety for some reason.
Do you think because you shared so much in this album with Kelsey?
I don't know if it was like subconsciously that, but because I wasn't the artist that was like putting myself out there. So,
but you were
in a way involved. Yeah.
Cause it's just you and her, the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
Y'all wrote everything and co-produced it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, it was just, I'd never experienced that much anxiety before. So it was just weird. I was very self-doubting.
Really?
Yeah. I wasn't like excited to write songs that much. It was weird. It was a weird year. I'm very glad it's over.
What did you, how did you navigate all that anxiety? Like, had you already written the Kelsey album when you had this anxiety?
Yeah.
Did it happen after the Kelsey album?
Mm-hmm.
It must be because
honestly, it started when it came out.
When the album came out, you were filled with anxiety because it was such a vulnerable album?
Now that you're talking about it, I think maybe. Because a lot of people in town, like, weren't about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, when it first hit?
Mm-hmm.
What was the vibe?
It was just, like, it was people were kind of afraid to support it in a way.
I get that. I totally can see that because, like.
Even my own people that I'm close to.
Because they're, like, she's divorcing her husband. This isn't right.
Right. Or just, like, we don't want to, like, align with one side or the other. And, like, people that were, like, close to me, like, did that. And I respect that, but that, like, definitely, like, gave me some anxiety of, like, am I the first thing that I've ever produced, I'm, like, getting backlash for in a way. Like, am I doing the right thing? Like, is this, you know what I mean?
And it's because, too, also maybe people can villainize someone, which I feel, though, like, and I feel like I saw Kelsey do an interview about this or something, or it's, like, maybe she even said I'm entering my villain era or something. I don't know if she said that. I'm not quoting, but it's, like, for the first time, someone like Kelsey, and I'm sure someone like you who's just been a songwriter, you know, assisting people write these great songs, never really, like, staking a ground in a huge, like, movement and, like, expressing someone's deepest, darkest, painful life, divorce, you know? It's, like, airing all of that. Like, you're the partner for that.
Yeah.
You've always just assisted in these other songs that really don't come back to you in any other way.
It's not risky.
Yeah, it's not risky.
Yeah.
This is risky business.
It was.
But I feel, though, like, and I feel like I'm actually entering this era a little bit in my own life where I have forever wanted everyone to like me, wanted everyone to think I'm I'm great and lovely and, like, I'm a giant people pleaser. And, like, if I do anything to offend anyone, I immediately feel regret and remorse and I'm so sorry and I overtalk it and I'm like, can you still love me somehow? But it's like, there comes a point in time where you make decisions to be open and creatively open and express yourself. And it's like, people may not like it.
Yeah.
And they may judge you.
Right.
And part of that is actually liberating, though, when you've gone so far into that, that it's like, well, I guess I don't have to worry about everyone liking me anymore.
Right. Thank God.
Was that kind of a relief?
Yeah.
But also anxiety.
Kelsey was very similar to your story. So she was always been, like, a people pleaser.
I feel,
like,
that in her music too in the past. Even the way she looked, she's so beautiful and blonde and bubbly and sparkly and, you know, and then all of a sudden she's, like, hitting us with some depth and some pain and, like, I'm going to bury you. I'll be there with you to bury the body. I know that was from the past album or whatever, but I know.
It's crazy.
It's a lot.
It's a lot, but it's awesome to watch.
So this was your first album to produce.
Well, for, like, an entire project,
And everybody's got an opinion and they're scared of it. They're scared.
Yeah. People, I mean, I think people like the music, but then, there's just a lot of different shades.
That's probably why this one means so much to you and to Kelsey. Tell me if I'm wrong, because the fans took this one.
Yeah.
It wasn't like the industry was making this happen.
Sure.
It's like the fans made this happen. Right?
So true. Yeah. I mean, none of those songs were on the radio.
Right.
Not a single one.
None of these songs have been on the radio, but this album's blown up and was nominated for album of the year.
It's wild.
Because of the fans.
Yeah.
So what do you learn? What do you take away from all that? Because, I mean, you got the anxiety, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's
got anxiety.
Got the anxiety.
Yeah.
But what do you take away from this? Like, doing a deeply personal album, not trying to please anybody, but get the art out correctly.
I think, I mean, I want to do more of it.
Really?
Yeah.
So now you're like, okay, I got through my anxious phase.
Kind of doubled down, Got through the anxious part, and now it's like, I mean, what's the point if you're not doing that? I mean, obviously you always want to write something that everyone would like and, like, feels good and it's just, like, whatever. But, like, that is art. That is music.
Yeah.
And we forget about it a lot when we're, like, forced into this. We're not forced. We willingly are a part of this.
Well, the game. There's a game to play.
Of course. And everyone wants to make money. Everyone wants a song on the radio, which is fair.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Gotta eat.
So when you go rogue, it's a little scary.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think it was rare. So I think people, that's why it was shocking. It's because, like, oh, like, I haven't heard that before.
Bold.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so rare. And honestly, it sets you up as this producer who's, like, someone who will go there.
We'll be right back.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Hey, it's Mike D, and this week on Movie Mike's Movie Podcast, my wife Kelsey and I shared our favorite female-directed films of the 21st century, everything from Barbie to American Psycho. We're celebrating Women's History Month on the podcast and wanted to highlight some of the best female directors right now. So be sure to check out this entire episode to hear the full list, but right now, here's just a little bit of Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. March is Women's History Month, so for this episode, we are focusing on female-directed films of the 21st century, so in the last 24 years. Oh, that's weird that a century already has 24 years in it.
Yeah, we're almost a quarter of the way through.
In my head, the 2000s are still like last decade.
Oh, in my head, 2007 was like 3 years ago.
For the longest time, I always thought the 90s were just like 20 years ago, but they're so long ago now.
We're both 90s babies and we're both 30 plus now. So yeah, the 90s are 30 years ago.
That's why we are focusing here on movies of the last 24 years, because to really showcase some of the great female directors who maybe don't get the recognition they deserve despite making some of the best films in the last...
Because they're women.
Exactly. Which is weird that I don't really view movies like that. There are just directors I'm attached to, whether they be male or female. If they are just great directors, I'm going to watch their movies. But for some reason, people just have problems with female directors.
With females in any industry.
And I think when you have movies directed by females, I feel like you get better stories because they focus more on what I like of the emotional details. They play more into character development more so than male directors.
All the things that they tell women make us too soft for most industries.
But if you look at this list that I put together here.
Oh, it's a phenomenal list.
Even movies like American Psycho, which you may not think that movie was directed by a female director, one of the best. Like, that is an iconic movie, but sometimes I feel like that is a footnote of that because of Christian Bale's performance and because of how iconic that movie has been, we forget about the director of American Psycho. So that is why I wanted to do this episode as well. But before we get into this entire list, I think we should just go and share our favorite movie directed by a female director. Kelsey, do the honors kicking us off.
Greta Gerwig's Lady Bird. Loved Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
But feels too recent to call it my favorite.
I was kind of in that same boat of including a Greta Gerwig film because she is a fantastic director and has put out just consistent hits. I mean, Lady Bird, Little Women, and Barbie have all dominated the box office.
I think I went to see Lady Bird by myself at the Alamo Drafthouse at Lakeland back when MoviePass was still a thing.
Oh, the MoviePass. I never got into the MoviePass because I knew it was going to go under. It was a bad business plan.
I mean, it was great for the few months it worked.
How long did it work for you?
Like 6 months. I saw a lot of movies I wouldn't have seen.
That's pretty solid.
I did not have disposable income as a grad student working at a university in an admin assistant role. The income was... low.
Yes, I love Timothée Chalamet, Saoirse Ronan together. She was also in, well, another one of Greta Gerwig's films in Little Women. And I feel like that is one of the best coming of age movies of the 21st century. Like, that is up there.
Yeah, it just was a good relationship movie, like all sorts of relationships.
And also like one that solidified A24 as like being the go-to art house film studio. Like, that is like one of their pillars of great movies. Like Lady Bird, that image of her in the cat in the pink cast, like that is an iconic image that I feel like A24 needs on their Mount Rushmore of movies.
Kind of kicked them off of like past 6 years of being really strong movies that maybe aren't like box office smashes. I mean, Barbie will be her big.
Well, yeah, Barbie is the highest grossing female directed movie of all time.
Which is incredible.
And now that she has made that movie and been so successful at the box office, she is now in a position where she can make any movie that she wants.
So many good projects, I feel like, are going to come down the pipeline.
So I can't wait to see what she does next because she's going to have the budget. She's also going to be able to work with any actor. Like, she could just pick an actor.
Anyone.
I mean, the fact that she had Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling in a movie together is already just monumental. But to think now of all the other people who are going to want to work with her is why I'm so excited. But if you haven't seen Lady Bird, it's a great one to check out from an awesome director who is only going to go on to have an amazing and more amazing career.
What's your favorite?
Mine has to be a little movie from 2008 called The Hurt Locker, directed by Kathryn Bigelow.
It's a stressful one.
I love stressful movies. And I don't love the traditional war film that's just, here is a war going on and here are some characters you're going to follow along with. I like the grittier, more modern day one, which is kind of sad when you think about all the awful things that happened in the 2000s. Like, war during that time was awful. But as a result of it, we had some really great movies that came out of it because those stories are so powerful, even though they are depicting really awful things. And it's also different for us growing up during that time.
Yeah.
Of like all the other war movies we would see were from wars that we were not alive during, but that was happening during that time and we were living it and it was so fresh that I feel like that's why those movies had so much more of an impact. So Hurt Locker was that first movie I watched and it was just like stunned by that.
Jeremy Renner, right?
Yeah, Jeremy Renner. And then Catherine went on to direct Zero Dark Thirty, which is another amazing film with Jessica Chastain.
That one's also hard to watch.
I still love Hurt Locker more. But that one is intense on another level. But it's just Catherine's distinct style of war film is what I'm really drawn to. And I feel like a lot of people emulated that, taking that same kind of style that she did with the same type of war. So that has always been one of my favorite. And that also came out at a time where I was really focusing more on my love of movies and watching them kind of with more intent. When I was like 17 years old, of like, oh, this is actually something that's going to be nominated for an Oscar. That's where I kind of started putting those pieces together. And that is a movie that I just will never forget the first time I watched it because of how just wild it is.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Sunday Sampler. Maybe you want to check out one of the podcasts. Maybe you're getting annoyed that this shows up on a Sunday. And to that we say, you know, I don't want to say kick rocks, but just don't listen, you know?
Yeah.
But if they got to this point, I guess they'd listen.
Yeah. I will say, Morgan, number one, your Morgan Massengill, she was at my interview with Rachel.
All of our Morgans.
All of our Morgans.
And she now runs the network.
Yes. So she was there and she had tissue. So I will say for have tissue nearby.
Well, they heard that segment that we put on here. So they're a little clued in now.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the end.
Yeah, but we didn't listen to that. We just cut the beginning and the end. Yeah.
Okay, hope you had your tissue.
All right. New episodes out weekly. Check it out. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Sunday. Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much. Because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.